Today, Afghanistan's Human Rights Commission reported that 28 civilians have been killed in the NATO offensive on Marja that's now underway. The commission urged allied forces to take greater care to distinguish between civilians and Taliban fighters. It's a major concern, NATO Commander Stanley McChrystal has made protecting civilians a top priority. It's about winning public support in Afghanistan. Another way the U.S. has been trying to do that is through the airwaves. It's launched a radio campaign to counter the Taliban's media message. Douglas Wissing reports from eastern Afghanistan.
The Taliban have dozens of mobile radio stations in the insurgency areas along the Afghan-Pakistani border. The stations are tiny, low-power rigs. They move constantly to avoid capture, transporting the briefcase-sized transmitters by pickup, motorcycle, and even donkey. The Taliban stations broadcast readings of the Quran, along with diatribes against the Afghan government and their Western allies. There's a good reason both the Taliban and U.S. focus on radio, says Vikram Singh. He heads up the U.S. State Department's Afghan-Pakistani counter-propaganda program.
If you look at Afghanistan today, it's a highly illiterate society, and radio is by far the media with the most penetration. Over 80% of Afghans' households have radios.
And the U.S. military forces are responsible for a good number of those. They've distributed millions of hand-crank radios across Afghanistan. The State Department's Jimmy Story says the durable plastic radios are perfect for the impoverished countryside, where there is little electricity.
They pretty much last forever. It's a perpetual motion machine. If you've got the energy to keep turning the crank, you can keep getting your radio programming.
U.S. military helicopters transport compact 300-watt stations into remote combat outposts. The stations are called RIABs, radios in a box. Afghan DJs broadcast from them 16 hours a day.
قانون در ژوند په هنداره کې قانون در ژوند په هنداره کې
The government DJs feature Afghan and Pakistani music, Pashtun poetry and Quranic readings, and they run government programs on topics such as corruption and rule of law.
درنو اوریدونکو خوخ او خوشحاله یو چې دوی اونۍ په تیرېدو سره زنیک محمد نیک
Then there are the U.S. funded farm shows such as this one on raising potatoes. The U.S. military and civilians say the shows are extremely popular in this overwhelmingly agrarian society, as this host province village elder tells a U.S. military interpreter.
It's a very kind of a surprise for our farmers because we are very kind of poor and also we didn't have an education. That's why we got a lot of good information from that radio.
Call-in shows are also popular, especially ones that offer prizes, says Information Officer Lieutenant Mark Handoff.
People want to call in for trivia contests. They want to call in to request their favorite song, and they want to call in to voice their concerns to the government officials who might be running call-in shows.
And sometimes the Taliban call in to confront the DJ.
He's cussing and he say you're the servant of the Americans, and the other guy to answer him say you couldn't do anything, you're really dirty people, and you're... Like a snake, you're hiding in the small holes. The Talib guy is threatening this announcer. I will kill you. If you, I catch you, I will kill you. And I will cut your head.
Sometimes the Taliban call for other reasons. One DJ recalls a Taliban fighter phoning in a death threat. And then calling back 5 minutes later with a music request. For the world, I'm Douglas Wissing, host province, Afghanistan.